Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, you know what is right across the street from Substation 2? You just go right across Cherry Road, and there's this great, big, huge building right in the middle of campus that most people have not seen the inside of for 5 or 6 plus years. And it's called Burns Auditorium. Well, we are bringing an end to that. That's right, because we're going to reopen the old granddaddy. And we're going to talk today about that with Tracy Patterson and with Lauren Grad. Tracy is the Associate Director of Winthrop's Visual and Performing Arts. Lauren Grad is the Director of Communications. So we'll start with ladies first. And Lauren, tell us a little bit about you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Yeah.
So my name's Lauren Grad. I am the Director of Communications for the College of Visual and Performing Arts. What does that mean? If you've ever heard of something called Arts Winthrop, that has a lot to do with what I do. I do a lot of the marketing, graphic design, web development, communications, all the things for our 100-plus events we have a year. I'm also an artist myself. And I went to grad school at Winthrop. I got my master's in fine arts there and graduated in 2020. So I loved it so much I didn't leave.
That's good.
And then built my family around Rock Hill.
All right, Tracy, see if you can top that one.
Certainly, let me do my best here. My name is Tracy Patterson. I'm Associate Dean for the College of Visual and Performing Arts and Director of Graduate Studies. I started with them in 2013 as an assistant professor of music, a saxophonist, and a jazz musician, and for the last decade or so, directed the jazz ensemble at Winthrop and the commercial music ensemble at Winthrop and taught a few other courses. I came on in the new position in July, and so this has been a lot of fun for me. I started out helping with the planning of this event before I stepped into this role as someone who was going to be directing some of the ensembles involved in the opening. And now I'm kind of more on the administrative and planning side. So it's been just a wonderful opportunity. And also an alumni. I did a Master of Business Administration here and graduated last fall. And so got to know Winthrop as a student a little bit myself. And happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for getting the old girl opened again. So I don't want to dwell on this, but let's just go back a little bit and make sure people understand. Burns Auditorium was scheduled for for an upgrade, some modernization, years ago. And during the first phase, which involved replacing the roof, something happened. A fire started. We won't get into all the details. And that fire burned a hole right in the middle of the ceiling. All kinds of junk got down inside the auditorium, smoke and smell and you name it. So, to make a very long story short, it took literally years to settle the insurance claims that involved the state of South Carolina, Winthrop University, the private sector, the contractors that were doing the job, la-da-da-da-da-da. And they finally settled it and figured out, oh boy, guess what? It's going to cost us even more to do it now. Because everything's gotten more expensive.
It did, yeah.
But they started the refurbishing work, 2 years ago, maybe?
Maybe.
I would say more like 3 years ago. I mean, it's taken a while.
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll say it's 3 years.
Yeah, let's
who's counting, right? But it's done. And for those of us like moi who've had a chance to take a sneak peek at it, it is absolutely spectacular what they've done to change it. I mean, whew, as somebody mentioned to me, well, if you had $11 million, you could do a lot of things, too. And that's what it ended up being, about an $11 million project. Mm-hmm. So what have they done? Do we start with you, Tracy? What have they done there?
Yeah, I'll speak to a couple of things that they've done. I think Lauren's got some notes as well. So some really great highlights and things to share is that we have an elevator, and that's something we didn't have previously with the hall, which you need. We have, 3,000-plus seats in there and a great, great balcony. It's a beautiful view. The sound's fantastic, no matter whatever seat you're in. That's something that was necessary, and I think part of the original push to get those renovations done in the first place to get us up to compliance. We also added some bathrooms downstairs, which was massively needed. So we had some beautiful bathrooms downstairs, some restored bathrooms upstairs, and also took out a wall in that we had a couple classrooms upstairs that weren't utilized all the time, but we did have some classes in there. But we took a wall out. It's now a beautiful meeting space with some art. And so we're excited to have a gathering space for events and some restrooms and ways to get people up and down those stairs if they need an elevator to do so.
I mean, you pretty much covered it, except for the tune-ups that have been done to the D.B. Johnson Memorial Organ, and, you know, the whole place got a real good clean.
And paint as well. You talked about the scaffolding.
Yep,
had some plaster work done on the inside and paint throughout.
I took some pictures. I got to see it before the scaffolding was taken down. And if you're on the second floor of Burns Auditorium, looking out at a massive set of scaffolding running from floor to ceiling, you have to ask yourself, who would get on top of that thing to do the paint? Because they painted the whole building, the whole inside of the building, because it was all messed up from the fire and the smoke. So somebody did it. I don't know who it was, but God bless them. They got on top of that scaffolding.
Some brave humans.
Some brave
that's
humans.
Right, that's right.
And not only did they repaint the whole thing, but you also, to upgrade the facility, at one time I think it held about 3,300 people.
That's right.
And you've downgraded that slightly.
We did. We took out a few hundred seats specifically downstairs in order to build those new restrooms. So we did go down, I think we're right at about 3,000 seats now.
And I'm going to tell you, if you went to Burns before the renovation and you had to use the restroom, that was a challenge. It was not what you're going to see now. I mean, those are ADA compliant bathrooms.
Yeah,
roll right in there on the ground floor. Got them up on the second floor. Yep. Very nice.
And we have a nice little landing space too that's ADA compliant for wheelchair access. That's right there in the front.
Yes.
We noticed that as well. But it's a great space right in the center, and so we're excited to have some more accessible seating for our guests.
So I can remember talking with your commander in chief, Dr. Edward Cerna, and I've forgotten how the conversation went, but he wanted this to be a grand reopening of Burns. Didn't want to be tied in with anything else, although it's interesting that we're doing this during Come See Me. What an appropriate title. Come See Me, which is our community festival. And this is an opportunity for you to enjoy what's going to be 4, 5, 6 days of different activities, and we're going to go through that in just a moment. The master plan for doing this. I mean, who decided we got to do this, and this? Is that James Griggs?
You know, James Grigg is he's the one that makes stuff happen. So I'm sure he had a lot to do with the planning and the facilitating of all of that. But there was a lot of people, a lot of hats in the pool to make this happen, and that's why, you know, it took a long time, but there's a lot of complications. The building's really historic, so things had to be done a certain way and done right, and I think they did it. I mean, it's going to be amazing, amazing performances, and the building is gorgeous.
Now, one of the things you referenced that I don't think most people have any idea of is the spectacular organ that you have in there, the D.B. Johnson organ.
Yes.
I don't know how old that thing is, but it's old, and it's a big, big, big organ.
Yes.
Not anybody can play that thing.
That's right. That's right.
So tell me about it.
Sure. Yeah. So the organ was actually commissioned in 1952, installed in 1955. D.B. Johnson, named after Winthrop's first president. So D.B. Johnson Memorial Organ. It's an Aeolian Skinner. And I'm not reading all this off my notes at all. If it sounds like that, I've got it all memorized here. A couple of things that I've heard from people speaking about the organ was the installation process. So Donald Harrison was the designer of the organ and actually spent some time in the hall getting the acoustics right, getting the way he wanted it to sound. And I think it's the last organ that he installed and designed himself, which is pretty incredible. Had a renovation in 2007, and as we kind of mentioned already, we did have to take some of those parts out during the remodel, but We're back together. We've heard it a little bit. We hosted All-State Choir a few weeks ago, and Dr. Matthew Mann Warren played on a few pieces for that concert. We got to kind of fire it up a little bit. It's had some more tune-ups and some more work done to it, and we're going to let Dr. Mann Warren have a couple more pieces this weekend with a couple different ensembles, so we're excited to feature that organ again.
Trust me, he's made this very simple. When they took that organ apart, which they had to clean it, because all the junk that got into it as a result of this fire, I mean, this was no small undertaking. This was an expensive, long-lasting process. They took it away, cleaned it up, brought it back in pieces, put it back together. Okay, we got it back together. Now we got to tune it. And the tuning is not just done one and done.
No.
It's multiple. Let's try this, try this. You know, because they pull this stop, pull that stop, and it doesn't sound right. They got to get all that fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. It's something.
It was a lot. And our faculty have been great, and they've been working with scheduling, having people to work on the organ. And it's been a lot. So Dr. Mann Warren, just a shout-out to him. He's been fantastic. He's our professor of piano and organ studies. And it's been great to help just get the organ back in shape. And, we're excited to hear it.
Now, one of the other things that I noticed when I got a sneak peek was somebody has, rightfully so, put acoustic tiles in there, which I'm sure are going to make the sound much different because it had pretty much a cavernous sound before, but I don't think that's the case now.
It's a little tighter. Yeah, I mean, so I've heard multiple ensembles in there, my own included, and so I think some of the sound work they've done in there really is helpful for the majority of our ensembles. So we can run an amplifier or microphones, bass drums. They're not going to resonate so much and get in the way of the other sound. So there's not going to be as much relay and reverb happening in the hall. So I think it's an improvement. Time will tell. If we've already talked about it as a faculty, if we need to make some adjustments as we go, if it's not meeting our needs, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm a huge fan so far, just speaking for myself personally.
I'll let you know when I hear it.
Okay, yeah, great.
Sound is my business.
Yeah. Just shoot me an email.
But I think it's going to be fun. So things like lighting and the curtains and what have you, did all that have to be worked up too?
Yep, so the curtains all have been replaced. We have a new curtain. The lighting has also been replaced, or some parts of the lighting have been replaced. And, you know, we're still working through some things that hopefully will be ready just in the nick of time. But, you know, with such a big, grand space as this auditorium is, there's so many little things that go into making sure this is performance ready. And the facilities and James Grigg and everybody have been so helpful at Winthrop with trying to meet this grand reopening deadline so that our events can just, you know, wow the public. And we're there. We're ready. It's going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned before there have been several classes of Winthrop University who've never seen the inside of this building.
Yeah.
I mean, it was closed for 6 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah. 6 years.
So just do the math. I mean, they haven't seen it. So what are we doing to get the kids there? I mean, you know, how are we going to make them understand what a big deal this is? Communications
that's
director.
That's a great question. So, I mean, a lot of the alumni that are going to be performing this coming week and weekend are students that never even got to step foot in the auditorium, music students. And, you know, this is such a huge draw for our prospective students that are music majors that want to come because they see the space and you can just imagine yourself performing on that stage and it's like all your dreams have come true, you know. So a lot of them are going to have their dreams realized when they get to perform, and we have an alumni choir performing, we have alumni band performing, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute when we go into the events. But other than that, like the students on campus themselves right now, all of these events are cultural events and they're free and open to the public. So they're as accessible as they can be. Cultural events at Winthrop are something that students have to have for required graduation credits. And I think they're just everybody really, including myself, because I've never seen a performance in there. We're all just really excited just to experience it because the whole thing is just a really amazing experience. So it's going to be really fun.
Good. Mm. All right. Well, the planning for the grand reopening started when? How long ago? Wow.
Gosh.
Well, it started as soon as we had a estimated finish date for renovations.
Okay. You know. And you didn't believe that, did you?
Well, I mean, you know how some
people. You added a couple of months to that, I'm sure.
You know how estimated finish dates go for big projects. And as soon as we had an official finish date, that's when the planning started. And
so who was involved with the planning besides you two?
The entire music department, really. Yeah. A lot of the university, university communications marketing. Everybody kind of took a little bit of a role in this, but really the music department are the ones that pulled it through, and the professors of music department.
So I guess that's what brings you in here, right?
Yep.
A little bit, yeah. Our ensemble directors, we met, I think, towards the end of last semester, in the spring, we're in a new semester, and then again over the summer, and just we looked at a couple different dates, and I'm not entirely sure when we landed on this week in April, but it's been a while. We've been looking to bring out this specific guest artist that's going to kick our concert up for a few years now, and so it just seemed to be a good time to bring him in.
So is the idea to give a variety of different types of music and whatever performances?
We want every single person in our department, every single student to get a time to do what they do on that stage this weekend. So we're going to have everybody from singers to our cellists, to our wind band students. Everyone's going to get a chance to be on stage this weekend.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to give you the rundown of what's going to be happening over at Burns Auditorium as we reopen the old grand lady here in our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we specialize in fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week. How we do it is in the white letters, and these knowledgeable people from Winthrop need no instruction, because at the count of three, they're going to join in with me. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Now you got to speak up a little bit better. We'll do it one more time at the end of the show. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So, yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey, Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Tracy Patterson, the Associate Director of the Winthrop Visual and Performing Arts, is with us, along with the Director of Communications, Lauren Grad, and we're talking about the reopening of Burns Auditorium. The old girl has been closed down for about 6 years after a fire. And needless to say, once we got all the insurance mess out of the way, we started the renovations a couple of years ago, and now she's ready to go. Completely refurbished from one end to the other. $11 million project, and she is absolutely gorgeous inside. She really is. I had a chance to see it. So the activities start on Thursday. Wednesday? Friday? What the heck?
Friday, April 4th.
Friday the
4th.
Okay. I'm kind of like the optometric people. They don't know what's going on either. Okay. All right. So what's going to happen on the 4th?
All right. So Friday, April 4th, 7:30 p.m., we're going to have two of our ensembles, the Wind Symphony, directed by Dr. Lori Crochet, the Jazz Ensemble, directed by Dr. Noah Bruning. Both of those bands are going to be featured in concert, and we're bringing out a guest artist we wanted to bring out for a long time. Vince DiMartino is a trumpeter, world-renowned, has taught at University of Kentucky, just a fantastic player, played trumpet in ensembles for Chuck Mangione, Lionel Hampton, Clark Terry. He's also just a fantastic classical trumpeter, too. He's somebody that does jazz music well, also does classical soloing well, just a phenomenal teacher. So he's going to play with both those ensembles. He's going to play the Harry James Concerto with Dr. Crochet's band, and also going to play a couple of tunes with the jazz ensemble, pieces like Bubasa and Big Dipper, which is a Thad Jones tune, and arrangement of Georgia on My Mind.
Oh.
So it's going to be a great show. It really is. You're going to hear those ensembles play a couple pieces by themselves as well. So
did you try to get Wynton Marsalis here?
You know, I don't know that. I don't know if we tried Wynton. Maybe.
You should have called Scott Oliver. He could have gotten in here, no
okay.
problem.
Okay. We'll,
he would have written the check, too.
Okay. We're going to talk afterwards,
man.
Hit you up. That's good. Don't go far. No.
Okay, yeah, so that's the fourth. What's going to come up the next day?
So, yeah, we're going to continue on Saturday with our choirs. Dr. Jeremy Mims has two groups that are going to perform. Two of our groups, the Winthrop Chorale and the Collegiate Choir. We talked about our alums so much. We're going to have a group of over 80 alumni on campus to sing. And some of those, as we talked about, haven't seen the hall. They haven't been inside the hall, even if they have a degree from here. Dr. Mims just told me, Jeremy, so they're going to combine those groups. We're going to have 170 voices performing together. So all three of those groups are going to be singing together. We're going to fire the organ up with Dr. Man Warren again. That's going to be a great night. So we're excited about that. That's our Saturday show for the April 5th.
All right, now, Tracy, pardon me. to get this message out to everybody, we're doing this program. Mm-hmm. I gather you've been crazy on social media trying to tell everybody across the world what's going on.
Yes, we have everything posted on our social media accounts. You can follow the Winthrop Instagram or Facebook accounts. You can also follow Arts Winthrop Instagram and Facebook accounts. That has all the information, and they are asking that people, if you're interested, if you know you want to come, you can pre-register. It's all free. All of the events are free, but it's just so we get an idea of how many people to expect. And that's just go to winthrop.edu, and right at the top of the page there is a link so you can see the whole webpage with all of the events for this Burns Grand Reopening, and there's the link to register right on there. It's really easy to find.
We'd love to see 3,000 people there.
We would love to see 3,000.
That would really be great.
We've got seats for you, so let's go.
Come on now.
Let's do it. That would be incredible. We'd love
that.
Okay,
so we took care of Friday. We took care of Saturday.
Yes.
What's coming up on Sunday?
Sunday, April 6th, 3 p.m., the Carolina Wind Orchestra. And also an alumni band. So we have 71 members as of today. That number may increase. Dr. Lori Crochet conducts those groups as well. Plenty of pieces are going to be working. Another piece with the D.B. Johnson Memorial Organ with Matthew Man Warren on there. So both those groups are going to perform. That alumni band, I just talked to Lori, that band's going to rehearse in the morning.
And how do you do that?
Yeah,
call the alumni and say, hey, you want to play?
Pretty much. I mean, they opened up a registration sheet online and said, if you're interested, come on out. And so, our alumni answered.
Yep. And then for years since the hall's been closed, they've been talking to us. They say, when it's open, we want to play. We want to play. We want to sing. And so we've said, okay. And we've been trying to figure out how to do that for a few years. And hopefully we continue this on. It's just a great opportunity to partner with our alum and to get more of the community involved and get them in the building. So we're excited. That's going to be a great show. And the Carolina Wind Orchestra is a community ensemble. So it's band directors and professional musicians and people from around the community come in and play in that group. So that's going to be a great one as well.
And again, all this information is at winthrop.edu.
Yep.
Hit the link for the opening of the Burns Auditorium.
Yep.
It's
right
all
at
right
the top
there.
Of the page.
Times and people and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we're going to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, right? We got to rest. Yeah, I mean, It's, we're going to be tired, so are the students. So a few days off, Wednesday, April 9th, 7:30 p.m., the Winthrop Symphony Orchestra, directed by Dr. Lisa Kohler, and that group's going to have a great concert as well. We're going to feature an alum on one of their compositions, a composer of ours. Madison Bush's piece, Mother's Petunia, is going to be premiered that night, and a couple other pieces. We're also going to feature that organ one more time because we got to, right?
Oh,
it's been
too
long.
It's the big finale.
So, yeah. There's going to be another piece on there. So we're excited. It's going to be a great series, and we can't wait to share the hall with the community.
You know, for those who have not been here long and probably don't know this, Winthrop has quite a stellar reputation for visual and performing arts. It's something they focused in on years and years ago, and it's really grown.
Yes.
Really grown.
Yes.
And this piece of the puzzle, I think, just adds to what you have to offer these students.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one of the grandest halls, performance halls, in the greater Charlotte area, in this whole area. It's pretty rare for people to experience concerts in a place that is of this size, that holds this capacity, that's this historic and beautiful. And yeah, I mean, it's just an experience in itself. So it's free. It doesn't get much better than that, you know?
Right.
Like,
that's
all right. You got to do is come and experience this grand night.
So once this is all over, my guess is you're working on scheduling other events for Burns Auditorium. You know, one of the things that I would love to see personally, I would love to see the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra come over there and play, because I've seen them play at Sullivan numerous times, and they can rock that place.
Yeah, they're great.
They do a fantastic job there. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Maybe that's something we can see happen.
Looks like you're already working on that.
I don't know. Maybe.
Listen, Tracy just made a note, so hey.
But you are planning, you know, regular events now that this thing
absolutely.
Is reopened.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And something we've talked about too. We use it as a performance space. It's also a lab that our students get to practice in every day, and it's just a great resource for us to have, but we want to make sure that it's available to the community as well. So we're going to figure out how to get to partner with our high schools and other organizations to share the space and to let them get a sneak peek at how great Winthrop is. And yeah, we're excited. It's just a wonderful resource, and we're glad to have it back.
So as part of this renovation, we talked about the fact that, you know, you got new lighting, you got the new curtains, we got all the acoustics, it's all been painted. It really looks beautiful what they've done there.
Yes, thank you.
What about the actual stage itself? I mean, is it still the same size? Has it been redone? What?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So the stage has been worked on a little bit, but we didn't pull the wood up, we didn't paint, we didn't stain anything. It's still the original wood, same size. We have some new shells, sound shells you'll notice in the back. We have some new chairs, some new stands, so some of those things have been replaced. But no, as far as the dimensions of the stage and what we do with it, with that space, it's going to be the same as it's always been since 1939. Yeah.
So have you gotten any inquiries now that the word has leaked out that Burns Auditorium is ready to be used? I mean, have you gotten anybody knocking on the door or keying on the email? We'd like to use it.
Yeah, we have, and there's been a few people have booked the hall, to my knowledge, through our events.
Yep.
Department, and so yeah, it should be available for rentals. I'm not sure if that's if that's immediately happening or in the near future, but I'm happy to put people in touch with that area. And but yeah, it's we're ready to share with the community. Absolutely.
Well, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but if you have not had a chance to ever see Burns Auditorium, or if you've seen it before, you certainly want to see the after version, because they really have done a masterful job in turning the old girl around, and she really, really looks good. And you're right, when you talk about the size of that thing, Lauren.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing like it.
It's huge. I don't know how tall those ceilings are, 75 or 80 feet. I mean, they're big.
They're
huge.
I wasn't going to paint it. Whew. No.
All right, so that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Again, go to winthrop.edu, click on the link for Burns Auditorium, and you'll find about everything we just talked about. Good luck to you for the grand reopening of Burns Auditorium.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tracy Patterson and Lauren Graz from Winthrop University, our guests this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, you didn't all exactly get a PhD in this first time around, so we're going to give you another shot. Watch the good doctor over here. He's very good at this. Fresh subs and salads, we do them 6 days a week. He even does it well with a mouthful of chips. Are you ready? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
That's not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.